Zog der Heilige Mischne weiter mit Sechtes Menaches, Perigud Gimel, Mischne Hei. Hare Aleyayin. So again, like we have learned, if someone brings a carbon oila or a shlamim, along with that oila and shlamim come nisachim. A mincha flour mixed with oil. Zog der Heilige Mischne weiter mit Sechtes Menaches, Perigud Gimel, Mischne Hei. Hare Aleyayin. This person says, I accept upon myself to bring wine to pour on the Mizbeach, but he doesn't say how much wine. Lo yivchais mi shloisha logan. He should not bring less than 3 log of wine. That's the least that's brought by the Nesachim. Quick reminder, when you bring an oila or a shlamim, Nesachim come along with it. Nesachim consists of a mincha, a flour mixed with oil and wine. The mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach, the wine is poured into the Mizbeach and goes down deep into the ground. This person said, I'm bringing wine, but he didn't say how much. So lo yivchais mi shloisha logan. You should not bring less than 3 loig of wine. Why 3 loig? Because that's the smallest amount that's mentioned in the Torah. Each animal had a different amount when it comes to Nesachim. A kevis had the least, and the Torah says for a kevis it's a revias a hin, a fourth of a hin. A hin is 12 loig, so a fourth of a hin is 3 loig. So again, we see the same rule throughout all these Mishnayos. If he doesn't tell us how much, we assume the smallest amount. So again, I accept upon myself to bring wine. Doesn't tell us how much. He shouldn't bring less than 3 loig. Shemen, if he says, I'm makabel upon myself to bring oil, then he shouldn't bring less than a loig. Because that's the smallest amount of oil that comes along with a mincha. The smallest amount of flour is an asarain, and the smallest amount of oil is a loig. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, shloisha logan. No, if you promise oil, you also have to bring 3 loig. That is, if he promises without giving us an amount. Because that's the smallest amount of oil that's brought as nesachim. The Tanakhama says, well, look at a mincha. Mincha has only a loig of oil. Rabbi says, no, let's look at nesachim. Let's look at the oil that comes along with the nesachim that you bring when you're makriv an oila or a shlamim. And if that smallest amount is 3 loig, which again is for a keves, so if you promise oil without saying an amount, it's 3 loig according to Rebbe. If he says, Perashti, I really did give an amount. But any day my Perashti, sorry, I don't know what that amount was. In other words, I don't remember what I promised. I remember I gave a number, but I don't remember what the number is. Sakta Mishnah, Yavi Kiyoim Hamiruba. You have to bring an amount that is the same amount brought on the day that the most wine and oil are brought as Nesachim. We have already discussed. Which day is that? The first day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos. How many loig of wine are brought then? 140 loig of wine. It's a day that they brought 13 parim, 14 kevasim, 4 musafim, 2 were the musaf of Shabbos, 2 were the musaf of Sukkot, 2 elim and 1 sawyer. And if you add up the nesachim that you need for all of it, comes out to 140 loig. Okay, so someone says, Harei Elayayin, chazring over this Mishnah, Perik Dalet Mishnah Hei, doesn't tell us how much. He should bring at least 3 loig. That's the shear that's brought with the kevis. That's the smallest amount. If he says, I'm going to bring for the Mizbeach oil, it shouldn't be less than a loig. That's how much that's brought with the Michas Nedava. Rebbe says, no. 3 loig, because that's how much is brought with the keves by Minchas Nesachim. If he says, I set an amount, but I don't remember what the amount was, so guess how many loig you have to bring? Like the one day in the Beis Hamikdash that they brought the most, and that's the first day of Sukkot, where we made a cheshbon that comes out to 140 loig.